Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. We're talking missiles on the show today and JFK letters and corn talk. It's coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Comedian John Evans is here with us. Anything else we need to know about your life?
Well, the last time I was here, I just picked up those Learn How to Scat audio tapes. I don't know if you remember that.
I did not know that.
You don't remember that? They send you a new band each month. So the first one I got was AC/DC, and I've pretty much got that one down. It's like click, 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 tss, tss, uh-huh, ha-na-na.
The guy in the airplane is like, can I move away from this jackass? Did I get it right? Is it Wayana?
I think it's Wayana.
Got a phone call here.
Wow. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I enjoyed you scatting.
Hey.
Thanks, Floyd. That was comedian John Evans.
You got a lot of songs, I bet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got, you want to hear Cat Scratch Fever?
I sure would enjoy it.
It's a gift or a curse.
Uh-huh. Could you do Legend of Woolly's Fall?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Chrissy Lee at the Cilac Insurance News Desk.
Hello. I'm news ready.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
It's a shame.
Yeah. What was that? Was that Morse code, Tom, or was that Telstar, or was that Sputnik? What was that?
That's a good question. Telstar, there was a big hit song called Telstar when I was little.
That was one of the first satellites, if not the first satellite. Telstar?
Yeah, I can remember being a little boy and standing on the beach in Harbor Springs and looking up, and you could see something going overhead called Echo. It was very scary.
Why?
A satellite?
It was a satellite.
You didn't see it as advancements in technology?
The future.
No. I saw it as the Ruskies.
You saw it by going to sleep by the light of a communist moon.
That's right.
That's right.
I saw those big missiles being shipped to Cuba. I know what's going on.
How many people got together of your age group would say that John Kennedy just scarred them for the rest of their lives?
Well, he didn't.
He made the big announcement.
What was he supposed to do?
The missiles there in Cuba.
Yeah.
I went down that rabbit hole and read like three different books on it and the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that stuff. And I'm fairly convinced if anyone but JFK had been in office.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone was telling him to do opposite what he ended up doing.
I'm watching a sci-fi series right now. It's they have a time machine, but they use it for good, and it's not bad. But in their alternate reality, the world did end in 1963.
Oh wow!
With the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah,
and yeah. So then they back time up before, and they try to stop it. It's pretty good.
Wow!
Yeah, he must not have slept for 13 days.
Oh my gosh!
Now we are going to move forward here.
Do you think your generation has PTSD?
I think everybody.
A slight case.
I think everybody has PTSD.
Yeah. Because I think younger generations will have sort of a COVID PTSD as well. Sure. And there will be.
Everybody's got.
Yeah.
As Mary Tyler Moore famously said, everybody's got something.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I look to her to guide me.
I mean, even Jeff Bezos probably wakes up in the middle of that every once in a while. And,
there's a chance he knows way more than any of us ever. So yeah.
You think he worries about reconciling his checkbook?
No.
I'm off 9 cents.
Do you do that? Balance your checkbook?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Me either.
Hell no.
He probably worries about the power of his erections and if he keeps getting the Cialis IV, if it's going to eventually make his eyeballs explode.
I think he should worry about what face his wife comes home with. That's what I would worry about.
Terrifying. Yeah. Well, I heard he hurt his back.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Yeah, he was picking up the prenup off the ground. And
I don't blame him.
Somewhat weighty.
Now, how'd that conversation go? You're going to laugh, okay? But I got a document I need you to sign. It's standard. It's a boilerplate, you know.
No, that's an M, not a B.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's time to check in with your letters. Here in the Bob and Tom program, letters. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios.
Many and varied letters over here today.
A lot of corn news.
A lot of corn news.
I have a lot of corn news. As a matter of fact, let's start with corn news. Right, we were talking about fresh sweet corn yesterday.
Yes.
And that, of course, if you talk about sweet corn, you always end up talking about corn skewers.
Oh, yeah.
And they are many and varied as well. And let's see a picture of the latest corn skewer. This is a dachshund on one end, his head on one end of the corn, and his tail on the other end of the corn.
That's wonderful.
Just wonderful.
If somebody stole the plates from a Chinese buffet.
That's possible.
They did.
That's absolutely possible.
Did someone send us that?
Absolutely.
That is so sweet.
Dachshund's funny. That's acceptable. Because I said, if they don't look like little corn on the cobs, they're not corn on the cob skewers.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
Now, when you go to a Chinese restaurant and they have those little mini corn on the cobs?
No, thank you.
I never eat them.
Yeah. I don't like the flavor.
Oh, no. Tom, I admire Tom for this opinion.
I just think it's the same reason I don't like ordering veal.
Oh.
I like those corns to have a full life. Grow into big corns. Please don't write a letter again saying,
hey, dumbass, they're not baby corns.
You think there's some corn conglomerate out there? This is too large for the mini corn. You let it grow too long. Go back.
Do they grow those things in like they're like little teeny corn
stalks?
I don't know. Where do those come from?
I don't know.
Little pute?
Oh, yeah, they're a little pute shaped.
They don't taste like corn.
I've never eaten one.
I think they do taste a little like corn, is it?
There's a little bit of corn, but I just don't care for the
corn. What are they?
I'm going to look that up for you. Yeah.
Does any other food type use those things?
Probably some kind of damn nightshade or something.
I don't know. I only really see it in, like, Asian cuisine.
Yeah. No, we were talking about this because I got some sweet corn over the weekend. It was the first sweet corn that was absolutely great that I've had this year. And we talk about the seasonality of certain foods, and corn is certainly one of them. And that got us to talking about our friend Greg Warren, the great comedian. Greg has a comedy special out there called Where the Field Corn Grows. Among other things, he talks about the difference between field corn, sweet corn, et cetera, et cetera.
Doesn't that sound funny?
Well,
he makes it funny.
Oh, God.
I know he does. He's one of my best friends. I can say stuff like that.
And I got a letter about that, about eating field corn, which I'll get to in a second. Did you find the answer
to
your question?
Yes, mini corn, also known as baby corn, refers to the immature ears of corn harvested before the kernels fully develop.
Are you kidding
me? They're essentially the same type of corn as the ears we typically eat, but are picked at a much younger stage.
No way!
That's what it says here.
I was kidding.
Yeah, that's... I had no idea.
I thought it was some kind of beet or something.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Does it taste anything like corn?
I'm just saying.
It does, Pat. Stop saying that. Your tasters are off.
So who else uses that? What other cuisine has the...
I like the way you say cuisine.
Cuisine?
Hot yeah. cuisine. I don't know who you... Essentially, same type of corn as you eat. Yep.
Weird.
Really?
Yeah, they're picked at a much younger stage, typically when they're only a few inches long.
Yeah, too long, and then they throw them out. And that goes down on your permanent record as a so tiny baby.
Nobody
corn
wants
picker.
The teenage corn.
Harvested before it's fully pollinated. Oh.
There's the full look at the dachshund on one end.
That's
and
pretty funny.
And what are those called?
Is that a hot dog on
the
end?
That's sweet corn.
Skewers.
Skewers. Okay. So and then
S-K-E-W-E-R-S.
And then I had a technical question. Is it okay to eat your corn right to left or left to right and then, you know, slip it around a notch and then eat the next level?
Of course,
or,
yeah.
Or do you go...
You were unfairly criticized.
Wait a minute. You don't deep throat it and bite and go halfway down.
Like a cartoon cat with a fish?
Yeah.
But the other technique, of course, is you take a bite and then rotate, and take a bite, rotate,
right.
take a bite, rotate.
Right.
You've got me thinking now. I don't remember
now
how I eat
exactly.
Corn.
Me too. I'm going to have some corn tonight.
I do old-fashioned typewriter style.
I thought I did, but now that you're talking
and
about
do you,
it.
Do you hum that song?
Ding.
Ding.
You know what I do? I burn my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any.
You don't have skewers?
At my apartment, we don't have nothing.
Do you even make corn, though?
I did for Jimmy 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You boiled it and everything?
I did, yeah.
Good for you.
And listen to this. Oh, you
and Christy pointed, so I was not aware of this. You put sugar in the water when you boil your sweet corn?
I do,
yeah,
yes.
It's according to taste.
Yeah, I mean, some people put salt, some people put nothing. I use sugar.
Some people dunk it in sugar and then butter.
Angie, after it's made, she says, I just wanted to share with you all, I grew up eating sour cream on my corn on the cob.
Oh, what? Hell
so
yes.
Rather than buttering it, I think. Maybe she butters and sour
that
cream.
That sounds really good.
Says it's the best way to enjoy it.
I've never even thought of
it. Then I believe it's the movie, the one about the bomb and the...
Here we go.
Where the beginning of the movie, the mom takes someone takes a piece of bread, puts butter on it.
We've always done that.
And then spins the corn in it to put butter on it.
Always. We used to use the heel of the bread.
I think it's the movie War Games.
The heel of the bread was what we used every time.
Oh.
With Matthew.
Now, would somebody eat the bread?
If you wanted to, you could eat the bread, but we used it to butter the corn the whole time.
But somebody in your family didn't go, now give me that piece
of bread. Did you pass the bread around?
Yeah, you're just putting
I've never
bread
seen that.
And spinning
You've never
around.
Seen that?
Never.
Are you following the logic here?
Mm-hmm.
Piece of bread, butter in the bread, spin
Are
the corn.
You following the logic?
Oh, I got a brush that would just sit in the middle of the table.
This question,
we could ruin
I need
a
you
whole
to,
pat of butter,
I,
a whole thing
I've
of butter.
I've asked this many times. I need you to answer me, please.
Yes.
How stupid do you think we are?
I was addressing Pat.
Pat, were you a Kerrygold family, the Irish?
No, I am now. We didn't hear about that as kids. We used the cheap stuff, yeah.
But there's also a thing that a company called Pampered Chef makes that's great. You put a pat of butter in it, and then it's kind of curved, and you can pull it, push it around on your corn like that.
Excellent.
And then as the butter melts, you just push the little plunger down, and it pushes the butter out.
Look at Gilded Age over there.
Wouldn't it be great if
Gilded Girl over here?
It's a corn butter.
Some family had like some massive Rube Goldberg device that had like a spray paint thing. And they pick up the corn.
Like Pee Wee Herman's.
We would have meals of just corn and Kool-Aid. Swear to God.
We've all had.
Didn't you also have a candy bar and a bowl of soup?
Those end-of-the-month meals were pretty wild, weren't they?
What'd you say? Sometimes end of the month? What is it? There's more month than money.
More month than money.
That's right, yeah.
Oh. Well, let's keep going. You got a letter over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, first-time emailer. I've been listening since 7th grade in 1997, last century, kids. I was listening today to Craig Warner and the Warner Report.
Close.
On phone booths. I had to mention he forgot the phone booth references we use in blue-collar trades the new kids don't get. I'm a field mechanic in the coal mines of West Virginia.
Wow.
When I was a new mechanic, I was messing with the older guy training me, and he told me I would rather shave a bobcat's ass in a phone booth than F with him. Now that I'm the old guy, we changed it to a port-a-john because when we say phone booth, they have no idea what we're talking about. Thank you for all the laughs. Enjoyed seeing you in Charleston last year, Charleston, West Virginia. Josh keeps supporting new metal music.
Will do.
Tom, you may want to look into a three-wheel bike. We would all feel safer with you on three wheels.
No, thank you. What was the expression again? I'd rather shave, what is it?
I'd rather shave a bobcat's ass in a phone booth than F with him.
That's a great saying.
Or F with him, I think another so now coworker.
I'd rather shave a bobcat's ass in a portageon than...
Right.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That guy must be a bad...
You're going to get scratched.
Yeah. It's going to be rough.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, no. You need an air horn for your bike, not one of those prissy bike bells. More bang for your buck, Tom.
Tom has a bike bell?
We're talking about getting him one. He wants one.
If I buy you a La Cucaracha horn, will you,
you know, use it? They have tiny little programmable
La Cucaracha horns
that you attach to your handlebar and
that would scare people.
Choose any tune you want.
Because what you traditionally...
The old Columbia fight song.
When you come upon someone, you go, on your left.
Right.
But yeah, correct. I think maybe getting some kind of a bell.
The problem that I...
My girls have them on their bikes, but again, they're...
Sure.
Yeah, they're cute little girls. Yeah.
When I hear somebody on a bike, my habit, though, is to turn around and, like, I inadvertently step into their path.
Right.
On your left. What was that? I said, I'm hit by a bike. It always scares me.
Hang on a second before we break. Here comes Tom on his bike. Hang on. Hey, Tom!
Nice day today. Hope you're enjoying it.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, as a fellow cyclist, Tom.
Check.
I'm curious, can you, would you, will you share what kind of bike you ride? That's Scott in Lansing, Michigan.
It's a Huffy. A Huffy.
I'm going to go with Huffy.
A Schwinn. No. Is it a Schwinn?
No, it's a Trek. It's a hybrid.
I have a Trek.
I have a Trek.
I have a Trek.
It's
it started
you mean
as
gas
one,
electric?
No, it's been modified drastically. So
what does that mean? It has an engine on the back?
It's like a Franken bike.
You can just say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody really put it together for you at a bike store.
No, it was one thing, and then I had it altered.
Did you put it together?
Yeah.
You did?
I mean, I had my friends at the bike line do it, but yeah.
So you didn't put it together?
Right, but we right.
Your bikes have made one
special
bike?
Special brakes or something? What?
Just some exotic stuff.
What? Yes, what? No
you,
idea.
Would you love it?
Wouldn't
you love it?
Yeah.
If the exotic stuff was a basket and those streamers that come off the handlebar. You know, like Pee-wee with the lion sound.
I can remember when I was a little boy, if you had a basket on your bike, you would just be mocked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hey, Dorothy, where are you headed?
Yeah, but kids are so awful. In general, and to each other.
If you were a girl with a basket, though, it was fine.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Right.
But I had a paper route, so I had this big double basket on the back of my Schwinn Tornado.
Yeah,
and I was relentlessly mocked.
Sure, but yours was, you had a reason, yeah, you're still going to get mocked.
Man. Oh, yeah. They're
Tom, does your husband have a bike?
Huh? Well, you're not going to ride that bike down dirt hills and ramps and jumps.
No, I'm just saying.
That's why they mocked you.
Please tell me you're not.
Oh, there are a lot of reasons they mock me.
You're not riding down dirt hills and jumps now.
No, when
are
he was
you?
A kid.
Yeah, no, then I had a, I bought a, like a $30 bike, and then I modified that, and I put the banana seat on it.
Oh, yeah.
See, you were mocked if you had a banana seat when my.
Yeah, same
my
here. Yeah.
We didn't
do the banana seat.
Chick and I both wanted to get the one that the Stingray that had the stick shift on it.
The stick shift and the leopard seat.
Yeah.
Very bad.
We would have made fun of you so bad.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, it was a different time.
In any event, my bike's it's like. Three different bikes thrown together.
Of course it is. It's very hard to find.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Why wouldn't you just buy one bike?
Why? What's wrong with the one bike?
I did have it, and then I kind of started using it for different things and changed
that's
it
right.
up.
It's like a cross trainer, only a bike.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it makes sense.
Oh, I sure hated that answer. Did you guys hate that answer?
I wouldn't have read the letter. It's too
nobody liked that answer.
All I know is we need a horn that can be attached to a bike that makes this sound. That's all we need. Yes, sir.
In your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
Now, I found this news story.
ICE agents running from between the houses.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Wash.
Housekeepers. Housekeepers and gardeners.
Housekeepers and gardeners.
Landscape guys jumping off the roof.
No, there are...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.